Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Trisha Van Zee joins us on today's program to talk about the loss of her father, John Van Haften, who died while serving as a police officer 37 years ago. And this is National Police Week. First of all, what does this week mean to you considering what happened in your family?
You know, I have May 15 on my calendar. It reminds me every year that the flags are going to be at half staff so that I'm not surprised by that when I see it. But it's, you know, Memorial Day. But for me, this one's personal because it's my dad and several officers in our country who are being killed in the line of duty on a, it seems, a more frequent basis. So with that, it's significant to me personally. It's another time to remember.
Well, in a time that you were much younger, in fact, you were kindergarten age when everything happened. What are some of the things that you remember that kind of come up during this week?
It depends on the year. I always say you're never done grieving, and you never know if you're going to remember something great or something sad. But I always remember having breakfast with my dad. I do remember the officers coming to the door and telling my mom. I remember sitting at the top of the steps as they were at the front door telling my mom. I remember very distinctly the number of officers in uniform that were at the funeral. And so I oftentimes will, because he was killed on April 9, this time between April 9 and May 15, kind of becomes a month of reflection for me. So I'll do more journaling, I'll look back at pictures, things of that sort.
Well, and how has your perspective changed as you've grown up? Because I think that's one thing that a lot of people don't realize is you viewed this through a child's mind, but you've had so many years and remembered enough, I imagine, that now as an adult, you have a different perspective.
Absolutely. You know, my mom will talk about at a young age when this happened, I immediately became the leader of my home. I was the oldest child. I was convinced that I could take care of my mom and everybody else. But through that, I think it was a way of control and protection of myself. And it really wasn't until I was 30 and I was a mom that I went through another stage of grief, and I had to finally do some counseling and find out what are some of those things that maybe I've put up a wall to protect myself from. And then we're going to talk about the trip I was recently on, but when I was a senior in high school, our whole family went to Washington, D.C. to the memorial. And, you know, at that point in time, it didn't hit me the same way this most recent trip did.
Well, and you and your husband, as you mentioned, recently took a trip to Washington, D.C. I mean, how did it go? The experience, obviously, from a very different perspective. You said last time you were there, you were in high school.
So I was actually there on a work conference, and my husband came along for the first time. He had never been to Washington, D.C. So I intentionally planned it to be the last day of our trip, knowing that it could potentially be emotional for me. What I remember from my senior year is that I felt like the memorial was kind of off the beaten path and there was no one there, and I was really disappointed. This time when we arrived, we actually walked there from the hotel, so it didn't seem so far away, and there was a lot of wreaths because I didn't realize that there's this entire week. Concerns of Police Survivors, so the group called COPS, has an event for the entire week in Washington, D.C. And so it was immediately very emotional for me, and I think I was processing it as, you know, now that I'm a wife, you know, and having my husband there and thinking about what was that really like for my mom to lose her husband and to have three young sons and to think about what would have it been like to mother, you know, my sons through if my husband had gone, and what would it be like for my children if, you know, dad wasn't home tomorrow. And I would say we were there 2 hours. I would say the first hour was very teary for me. The second hour was full of great pride and honor, and I found myself engaging the people that were around. I wanted to know their stories. We ran into officers from Des Moines, Cedar Rapids, and Sioux City who were at the memorial to represent the new names from the state of Iowa that were being added to the walls.
Now, as you move forward and now as we look beyond this week and even to next year, what do you hope people remember not only about your father, but the legacy of these officers and what they're leaving behind?
You know, I think it's a life of service. It's like military service. They love their people. They love their community, their families, their countries beyond themselves. They're really pursuing a passion. My dad loved being a police officer, and it's not anything you go into mildly. And so everyone in that role it's not their intent to be the bad guy, right? Their intent is to protect us from the bad guys. And they're courageous men and women, and we owe them a lot of respect, but yet they're human, and sometimes they're going to make mistakes. And sometimes they're in situations that none of us can even fathom. How might we behave in that situation?
Once again, that was Trisha Vanzi talking about the life and legacy of her father, John Van Haften, an officer that died in the line of duty over 37 years ago. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.